Curator Denise Beyazit.
Here we have an ensemble of quite fragmentary pieces. However, one has to imagine that they were decorating one of the most important palaces of the Rum Seljuks in Anatolia, in their capital Konya.
The Rum Seljuks were cousins of the great Seljuks of Iran, and they ruled over much of present-day Turkey. The name Rum reflects their conquest of Byzantine lands that had once been part of the ancient Roman Empire.
What we see here, we have running dogs, we have a fragment of a horse rider, we have a bird of prey, and we also have a fragment of a little scroll with a few letters underneath. That's actually part of a monumental inscription.
These stucco reliefs decorated window frames, doorways, and niches in the palace. They would have been brightly painted. Notice the colorful tile with a star-shaped pattern.
Several colorful tiles, including this one here, once decorated the upper story. And you have to imagine that this little unit here was part of a large surface pattern based on a complex geometric design that included hexagonal star-like motifs such as this one. The idea was to create an ideal setting that was like an earthly paradise. When the ruler would come and spend time in this palace, he would be surrounded by the animals, the sphinxes, and of course the inscriptions that usually are benedictory would protect him and would further increase his royal power.
A 13th century Islamic historian described the palaces of one Rum Seljuk ruler as spirit-lifting, boasting vaulted arches that equaled the honeycomb vaults of the sublime heavens, and whose cladding of turquoise and lapis lazuli caused the turquoise countenance of heaven to turn the color of indigo and saffron.